morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris Walker, and today we're talking about the winner's mindset. Cutting things back to their bare basics, you know that every human being has a body. It's involved with the mind, tissues, muscles, but not everybody uses that body exactly the same. And the difference between one person and another person is absolutely their mindset, how you use your body. And we're going to talk about that today. If you use your mind wrongly, if you think the wrong things, if you act the wrong things, you're going to end up with what's called the energy sucking mindset, the energy sucker, which means you want things all the time, you're fearful all the time, you're nervous all the time, you're worried all the time, you're sleepless all the time. And when one thing goes away, another thing just comes in to replaces it. You can that be that or an energy giver, which is what we're talking about today, which means you feel good, you feel fine, and you're in control. If you do decide to be an energy sucker and be a worry wart and worried around the place, the devil's going to chase you, because ultimately your physical body is made up of your thoughts. How you think creates your health. And there is no argument with that from doctors, from Eastern philosophies, whoever. Your body is made up with how you eat. But there's a lot of people who eat relatively badly but still do well. And those people who eat relatively badly and still do well have absolutely learned to control the thoughts and become and learn how to have the winning mindset. They're not always putting out bushfires. They're not always starting bushfires. They're not always looking for what's next to be agitated, stressed, or nervous about. Now, this philosophy in the world sounds very simplistic, but you've got no idea when you look at the statistics of how many people are taking medication, Panadol, alcohol, drugs, are running away from life because their thought process, their mindset is crap. Now, we run around looking for work-life balance, and there begins to be a big problem because we differentiate who we are at work from who we are in life. We end up dancing around in what's called decorating the prison cell, thinking everything's okay from within the box that we've put ourselves in, like this oven that's cooking the cookies. Our metabolism, our DNA, everything that belongs to us, including the magnetism we generate, comes from our thought process, our mindset. And there are so many opinions, so many different people. But remembering this, many of the teachings that you'll see on earth are for people who are not well. And you end up walking on a tightrope, balancing in a way that if you slip, you fall. This is not what we want to do. We want to think different. And I'm going to take you through that right here, right now, and give it to you with an open palm. Firstly, embracing nature. Now, nature thinks in a certain way. She has certain rules, certain laws, certain things that if we try to defy them, she has 8,000 diseases. So what we've got to learn to do in life and in work and what we do with our relationships is go with the flow. There is no use fighting a river. There's no use fighting the stream. We need to be in harmony with and in tune with nature in order to handle the rapids and handle the challenges of life. And we can do that really simply. I've distilled the universal laws of nature. And so it's not complex to understand where our thinking can be out of balance with nature and where it's in tune. We can take nature to work. We can incorporate nature's laws in all the work we do, even in our marketing, in our human resources, in our business promotions. We know that nature grows. We know it's always changing. And we know that nature is never shrinking. It's always expanding, looking for different ways to do things. And this is a key because quite often, philosophically and belief systems and whatever we have get locked down into an ideal. We've seen growth rings of a tree. We understand that even a tree goes through cycles of growth, which we call in inner wealth, we call frustra. And these frustrations are part of the thinking process to recognize that sometimes you hit a wall and you need help through that wall. You need to overcome that. But abundance becomes organic. You recognize that nothing's ever missing, it just changes in form. And by understanding nature's universal laws, abundance becomes organic, natural. It's not a fight. You don't have to have a book about it. Now, there's a lot of people who philosophize about sitting in meditation. But the reality is, if you're sitting in meditation, you're worried about the snake, you're worried about danger, you're worried about things going wrong. And what we need to do is have a mindset, a winning mindset that embraces joy and love and work. The four words we use are gratitude, presence, certainty, and love. And in that way, we get an open palm. You will realize that you attract the resources and things that make your life totally different. The winning mindset. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day and speak soon. Bye for now.